This is the Phoning In 99 Specialist Episode Spectacular. Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Nothing much, man. What's going on?
You know, just got done with the show, so, you know, now it's time to phone it in.
Oh, man. I wish you had texted me. I can't do it right now because I'm on my way to my therapy.
Oh, you're late for your therapy.
Yeah, can we do it tomorrow?
Tomorrow, at what time?
This time works, tomorrow.
Okay, this time tomorrow. Yeah, I should be free.
Yeah, my bad about that, dude.
No worries, I emailed you.
Oh, yeah, you should. I don't really check my email. You can text me. Sorry,
okay.
Bro.
All right, cool.
Did you like my list?
Yeah. It made me spawn into another list.
Was really? Not like another like numbered type list?
No, just the some of the songs that you put reminded me of other songs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you might have to tomorrow. That's not where that should be fine. I'm sorry about that, bro.
No worries. I mean, are you driving right now or what are you doing?
Well, I'm driving, but I'm on my way to, because I got a lot of shit. I joined the adult softball league. Uh-huh. And today is my first practice, and I forgot my stuff, so I'm on my way to pick up my stuff, and then I gotta run back to therapy, and right after therapy, I gotta go to the practice.
Okay, all right. Oh, dude,
I mean, we could probably do it, but I'll be, like, doing things as I'm talking to you.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
Let's try to do it. I'll be doing stuff.
How we're just talking right now, that's already included. People right. Are listening to this right now.
How's it coming in? Because I'm talking to you on this new headset that I got as well.
It's actually sounding all right.
Oh, nice.
So it's working out for everybody. Let's talk about your list. Like I said, it really spawned off some other stuff. So let's hear 99 Problems by Hugo.
Oh, this is a good one, dude. Whenever I listen to this song, I feel like I'm in the backwoods of some, like, Bible Belt state. Just, like, you know, stuff where they travel, the place where they travel to on cops and stuff. So it just makes me feel that. But I just like the tune of it. You know, it has, like, a country-ish type feel, maybe. Like a country blues-ish. I don't know, but it's awesome.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Tip my hat to the sun in the west. Feel the beat right in my chest. At the crossroads a second time. Make the devil change his mind. But it's really a ton. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Problem, but a bitch ain't one. 99.
nothing but a bitch ain't one.
So I heard the song 99 Problems by Hugo, and it automatically, you know, like that vibe that you were talking about, that country vibe, it made me remember when Gin and Juice was covered and it had that vibe?
Yeah.
It was by the Gourds. So I went and I found that song, and we're going to hear that song because that 99 Problems song inspired me to remember about Snoop's Gin and Juice cover. Because that was epic. The first time I saw it, it was because I was watching someone had animated the song. I don't know if you ever saw that video of like the animation part of it.
No, I didn't. I didn't know somebody animated it either. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find it. If I could find the animation, the animated version, then you'll be able to see it on the show notes. But if I don't, then you're just going to see the regular version.
wrong that day. My homie, Dr. Dre, he came by with a gang of Tangerine and a fat ass Jay. Oh, some bubonic chronic, you know it made me choke. My money on my mind. 49 straight, smoking and sipping on gin and juice. Lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down that street and pumping that iron.
I'm phoning it in, and I guess this is our 99th spectacular with all the 99s that you've chosen, right?
Yes, because I believe the next song on the list is... what is the next song on the list?
The next song on the list is 99 Luftballons by Nina.
What? I love that song.
Yeah, yeah, and this is the German version, which I thought was very cool. That,
yes, it's much better than the American version, I think.
Yeah, and here's here's the thing. Like, a lot of songs that are big hits get translated into other, you know, languages. You know, a lot of English songs get turned into Spanish or whatever. This was the first song that I can remember that was, you know, French and then translated into English. I was trying to find songs.
German, no?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right, German. And I was trying to find German songs that have been translated into English, and I couldn't find any other than 99 Luftballons.
Oh, man. I know of a Spanish song that was translated into many languages, and by a favorite band of yours as well.
Was it Pearl Jam?
What?
Was it Pearl Jam doing... what's that song? She's gone to heaven, so I've got to be good.
No,
not that song. You
the
know
Spanish song is actually called Quizás, Quizás, Quizás.
By Cake.
And the yes, Cake translated it in the English called Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps.
Wow. Great. Great, great callback. Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to play that one day.
Yeah.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons, dass sowas von sowas kommt. We'll be right back.
Blitz für Sieger, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr. Und auf keine Düsenflieger, heute zieh ich meine Runden. Seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden. Denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
Follow that up with Mima Cherry right here on Phoning It In. What are you doing, by the way?
What am I doing?
Yeah, you're in the bathroom?
You know what? Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah.
You know, it's because I was walking. I got out of my car so I can get my stuff right quick. So I took my headphones off right now.
Okay. Don't worry. How melodic. Now you remember it?
Of course.
Right? When was the last time you heard that song?
I have no... Well, the last time I just heard it was right now. But before that, I couldn't tell you.
Of course, we are talking about Nina Cherry and Buffalo Stance. Moving down the list from this, you know, 99th episode, spectacular of Phoning It In. you picked Party Like It's 1999 by Prince.
Yes. Who doesn't like Prince, bro?
And to this day, that still rings true. You can always party like it's 1999 because none of us knew that, you know, Y2K was going to be, like, lame.
Right.
You know?
Not only that, you can still party like it's 1999 because that was a pretty great year. So why wouldn't we go back and party like it's 1999? Everybody throws 70s parties and 80s parties. Why not a 1999 party?
Right, just one year specifically party.
Yeah,
instead
not a decade, just the one year.
And only play songs that came out in 1999. That's it.
Yeah.
that song reminded me of Sheila E.
Oh, I love Sheila E. She was the drummer. She was on the Magic Johnson show back in the day. Yeah. Didn't he have a show?
Yeah, yeah. She was. She was, you know, his, was it Paul Anka to...
You mean the Paul Schaefer to Dave Letterman?
Yeah, Paul Schaefer to Dave Letterman. Yeah. Yeah, and she was great. And she's a great drummer, and she's not bad on the eyes. So I just, you know, like, it was so crazy because I was looking at the Sheila E. stuff, and she was basically Prince, but, like, the female version of Prince. Like, Prince had a really good thing going on, getting all these chicks and then dressing them up like himself. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, it was Sheila E. and then who's the other girl that...
Oh, what's that? Are you thinking of Apollonia?
Yes, Apollonia.
Yes.
Same thing, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if him and his girlfriends ever argue over which heels are whose.
I'm pretty sure he has the smallest feet. I'm pretty sure there's no argument there. He's a pretty short guy.
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun. We'll be right back.
that up with A Love Bazaar by Sheila E. Right here on Phoning It In.
Cheering, relaxing all cool, shooting b-ball outside of the school. What about you?
I'm just horny, man. Stroking my cock.
Oh my god, that's so delicious. Tell me about it. Tell me what the hell you to your ding dong ditch, you know what I'm saying? Oh my god. Oh, tell me.
I've got a big old dick, man.
Oh my, oh shit! I have the motherfucking 3 inches. Soft.
Oh. I've got 8 inches, man.
Oh my god, let me borrow 2 inches. I got a 5, you got a 6, you know? That means it's so perfect. You know, cut off. Oh,
I love
shit.
To show my dick off. I love to pull my pants down and show my big dick off.
Why the hell are you the so creepy, you know? I don't know what to tell. Oh, shit. Oh, mother. You okay?
Yeah.
You're giggling all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I want to hear you giggle for me. Do it again. Oh my God, Mo, do it, so sexy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, giggle for me, Mo, oh. Mo, do it. Don't stop. Oh shit.
You like my big penis?
Oh my God, this is so crazy today.
Yeah. Oh, I like to show my penis off, jack it off.
Oh. Shit, I want to hear you giggling so much, do it. Like a shit. Shit. Yeah. Oh, this is so creepy. Shit.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm fingering my butthole. Ooh, yeah.
You sound like the Winnie the Pooh, you know?
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Oh, what do you like, really?
I don't like the creepy motherfucker. That's you.
I like you.
But I don't like you. I skip now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Love you.
Oh, love you too, buddy.
Say it again. Do you love me too?
I love you.
Say it. One more time.
I love you.
Say you love me, big boy. I want to hear you.
I love you.
Oh, remix it. Do the freestyle today for me. Tell me I really, really love you. Do it. You know what I'm saying?
I love you.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh, you giggling motherfucker. I don't like you, okay? Oh, the motherfucking creepy. Okay.
Yeah.
And you were back on Phoning It In, and you just heard Party Like It's 1999, followed by A Love Bazaar by Sheila E. And make no mistake about it, that was a prank phone call with a gay Asian hotline. I really found this one disturbing. Like, it was, I didn't want to listen to the whole thing because the guy was a true pro, who they called, because he kept on just letting them,
keep going.
And he kept giggling. Yeah, and he kept on saying, dirty things. And I was just, I don't know. I was at some point, like, the guy must have just been like, I can't believe I kept this guy on for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, even my favorite is when the guy doing the call starts to lose it, and he's like laughing, but then he's still trying to keep in character.
Right.
But that guy, I'll be honest, I don't know his real name, but he has a bunch of different types of pranks. He does different voices, but his Asian guy voice is the funniest to me. So that's why I chose that one. That one's one of his shorter ones as well, so that's why I chose that one.
Right. Do you do an Asian voice?
I do, but it's kind of copying my own prank guys because, that's a funny voice. I can also do a Japanese voice, kind of. Want to hear my Japanese voice?
Yeah.
Domo arigato. How's that?
Mr. Roboto. But my Japanese voice, I don't even think my Japanese voice is a Japanese voice. It's just like a sumo guy talk.
Yeah. I know, Ohio wasabi.
Put more wasabi on my plate. You must do this. That's mine. So there it is. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that nice little prank phone call. Our last song on this 99th Spectacular was 99 by Toto. I'm not gonna lie. This was the first time I ever heard that song.
Which one? Me too, to tell you the truth.
I'm not saying I didn't like the song. I didn't like the song. It was just...
Yeah, I'll be real. I kind of was stretching there because I wanted to fit the 99 theme going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep it 99. There's not a lot of songs with 99 in the title.
No. Which was funny because when you originally gave me the title... Or not the title, but you're like, oh, you could see the theme. I looked, and I was like, you motherfucker, you took all the 99s. I was like, so what am I supposed to do? You know?
My bad, turtle.
It's cool. It's cool. But you were right when you were saying that this song is not as good as Africa. And let's face it, if it's not Africa by Toto, like it's
what is it, right?
Right. Don't get me wrong, Rosanna. That's a great song by Toto.
Oh yeah, Rosanna, that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Meet you all the way.
Banana. You know what's so funny? I used to think he was saying meet Jim Hardaway, and I'm like, who the hell's Jim Hardaway? And who cares if Rosanna meets him or not?
Oh, that's hilarious. When I was a kid, I didn't look into the lyrics or anything like that, but I was just hooked on that song.
Well, I listened to lyrics because when I was younger, driving to school, my mom listened to Coast 103.5 all the time, and I'm pretty sure that song came on thousands of times throughout my school career. I'm getting driven by my mom.
Do you ever look at the Toto videos and be like, I know Steve Lukather, but like I work with him, you know, from time to time.
Oh yeah, sometimes.
Right, isn't that funny? You're just
yeah.
Sometimes I just want to walk up to him and be like, dude, like, yeah, you're cool. So yeah, so 99. Now that song, it didn't spawn anything off of me, you know, other than me wanting
Africa.
To hear Africa. So can we do a little block of Toto? Maybe. Well, we'll do this. We'll do, because everybody's heard Africa a gajillion times, and granted, we should be playing it. But maybe we should do Rosanna, you know, because that.
There we go. Do Rosanna. I think Rosanna will get people to like us more.
Okay. So here's 99, and then we're gonna fall. Or should we just skip 99? Should we just throw away 99? It was.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we don't want people to hear 99, because there's a reason why it wasn't a big hit for some reason, huh?
Yeah. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put 99, just the video. We're not going to play it, but we're going to put the video on the show notes. So at least you can, like, see what...
People can check it out, what they missed out on.
Exactly, which is nothing.
Yeah. And then also, I know why you didn't, because, you know, we don't want to double up, but... I also suggest people also check out a song that we didn't play. You don't have to list it either, because they can go look for it. Jay-Z's 99 Problems. That's a classic.
Yeah, you're right. And I didn't want to double it up, because that's like a big no-no. Is like, okay,
right.
We just
played
a cover,
you.
Now we're going to play the original. You know, it's like, it's either one or the other. And I saw you were trying to do that, and I was like, I had to put a stop to it, so I was like, I'm not going to do it.
I'm glad you're with Hugo, because I think a lot of people haven't heard that one yet. So
Yeah, well, like I said, it inspired, you know, the Gin and Juice cover. You know,
yes.
Which everybody's heard a billion times. And if you haven't heard it, I'm so happy that you already did. So here is Rosanna.
Everybody, well, you survived 99 special episodes with us. I'm just kidding, we never had 99 episodes, but this was the 99th episode spectacular because most of the songs had 99 in the title. So, Turtle, I'm sorry that they weren't the greatest of choices this week, but next time I have some type of a theme, I'll let you know ahead of time. Oh, crap, I gotta go, the cops are coming.